Hello and welcome to I Guess We're Grown-Ups Now. I am Carrie.
And I'm Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Hey.
Well, welcome to episode 33. This is very exciting. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're glad to be back, and we hope you're glad to be back, too. Today, we are going to talk about beverages.
We thought last week was a little bit of a bummer episode, maybe. I mean, it was very informative, but we wanted to take something lighter-hearted this time, and, I don't know, an important component of adulthood, probably as important as food and sleep, is drinking.
I think that's true. And I mean, that's the first thing we do as humans is drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's unrelated. Have you seen the Canadian news about Lea McLaren?
Is this a story about the person who tried to breastfeed someone non-consensually?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that.
She encountered a baby in a closet at a party and thought she might want to find out what it feels like to breastfeed. And so, tried or something, started. And, I haven't read it because I cannot even bring myself to. But then she wrote about it. What? Anyway, so drinking, first thing we do.
Top tip from our mother, but not always. To you, don't try to breastfeed a baby non-consensually. Or another person. But if you want to do any of that, there are a lot of adults who'd probably go in for it. Whether or not you're actually producing milk. It's just have someone suck on your nipple, it doesn't feel that different.
Well, and I think that wet nursing is totally cool, but you would never do that without the parent's consent.
Right. And a baby can't just be actually, I want this person.
No,
I think it's a good bet. So what I was thinking about, what we can talk about drink-wise, there's a few different types of drinking. Obviously, not all of us drink alcohol. Probably most of us do or should drink water. So the first one up is water. 8 glasses a day, something like that. Drink a lot of water. If you're not peeing regularly, you're probably dehydrated. Drink water. Yes. If you're I'm hungry, drink some water. You might just be thirsty.
Do you drink tap water where you live?
I do. Although in Portland, there's no fluoride in the tap water, which is, don't at me, but fluoride is a really important thing to have in the water for a lot of things. Not a lot of things. For people's teeth. People who are from here or from places with well water, and they have terrible teeth usually, unless they have outstanding dental genetics. And I've moved here from a place with fluoride. In the last 3 years of living here, brushing regularly, I have 2 cavities, my first as an adult. So turns out that something I used to do all the time, drinking water with fluoride, which protected me from cavities, no longer. But I still drink a ton of it. I have a bottle all the time. I use a bottle in my house. I use this, you can't see it, but it's a vacuum insulated bottle. It's 24 ounces or some odd. And then I have a couple little fold up platypus or vapor bottles that I take with me when I'm traveling because they don't weigh anything until you put water in them. And then they're wonderful containers. They're softer than the metal ones, but they work really well. I find that way better. Less dishes. They're easier to clean.
Totally.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I drank milk because it's good for your teeth and bones and stuff. My sister drank Kool-Aid, which is garbage. But guess who got cavities?
Was it
you? I did.
Yeah, probably.
Because she was drinking fluoride.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the milk thing is overblown, too. Just quick note here. At least in America, the milk industry pays a lot of money to advertise. I think it's a pretty gross thing to drink. I don't drink animal milk. I used to drink breast milk. I prefer almond or hemp milk, sometimes soy milk. But they're pretty good. They don't cause me stomach problems, and they thicken things pretty well. So milk, it's made from lots of stuff. Plus, I don't know if you've ever seen all the sort of vegan or vegetarian propaganda videos of like what milk is actually comprised of, but it's pretty gross.
I am not a vegan or a vegetarian. I tend to not watch those propaganda videos because, yeah, no, don't add me either. This is not that episode.
This is not that episode. But milk is one of the many things you could drink along with water. Yes. Usually one of the first ones we drink, unless you are raised on formula, which I was. Don't at me.
Right. I was also raised on formula.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Turns out the 80s were and 70s were a weird time. Yep. Usually when somebody says drinking and they're an adult, they're talking about alcohol. We're going to get to stuff that isn't alcohol or water or milk in a minute. But I wanted to go over, first of all, what are some of your favorite liquors?
So I like to drink rye and whiskey and that kind of stuff, bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. It's weird. I think it's mostly a social thing. Like, I do have that reaction where it's like, oh, this is strong. But I enjoy it. I don't know. It's hard to describe why you like something that doesn't actually, that your body has this kind of negative reaction to. But I mean, it's wrapped up in nostalgia for, like, you know, partying back when I was younger, and so it's tied up with people and places, and it seems kind of, I don't know, it's just a very grown-up thing to do. I'm not a whiskey snob at all, or
you're also not a shot. You're also not a shot drinker.
No, although when my sister and I get a little bit nuts, sometimes we'll do tequila shots, which is fun. But yeah, no, I mean, I like to sip a shot of Bailey's or something like that. And then mostly if I'm drinking in like an evening, a regular evening at home, I'll have red wine usually.
Yeah.
I discovered Maker's Mark and ginger beer.
Okay.
Like non-alcoholic ginger beer soda, yeah. And Maker's Mark is A+ drink. Very, like very that. Good.
So I'm also a fan of the bourbon and the mm-hmm. rye. I drink those usually like neat or on the rocks.
Same.
Lately, what I've been drinking more of is like Fernet. Say more, I just mean that like when I have a drink every few days or once a week or something, it's often Fernet. It's a digestive. It's really herbal. My friends who don't like it say it tastes like dirt and toothpaste. So
like Jägermeister.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, although not as licorice-y.
Okay.
But take that under advisement. I also have tattoos on my arm, on my right arm, of juniper, caraway, and anise. To represent gin and akavit, which are two perennial favorites of mine. Although I don't find myself drinking gin neat very often because the juniper is a little bit overwhelming. Not all gins are like that. Some gins are easier to drink on their own. But akavit I drink a lot on its own. It's a Scandinavian liquor. It's basically a grain-neutral spirit that has been distilled and then, I think it was before or after, but at some point in time, things are added like anise or caraway. Sometimes it'll be dill as well. You can get it at a lot of liquor stores or Scandinavian restaurants. It's something you can take as schnapps, like with your meal. It's really good with like fish, like especially like herring or mackerel, like oilier fish. Or you can drink it on its own. It's something you can, if it's maybe less high quality, you could freeze it or put it in the freezer. But I think if it's nicer, closer to lukewarm is better. And sip on it, which is pretty great too. I love it because it has a lot of flavor, and like you said, you can vary it a little bit. There's also aged ones that are a little bit closer in character to like a bourbon, where they like put it in a barrel.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and I think both of those are great things to go in with cocktails, which is gonna be the next thing I was gonna ask about. It sounds like you sometimes like to mix bourbon and ginger. For me, my biggest cocktails, the most common ones that I'm drinking when I'm drinking a cocktail, are the Corpse Reviver number 2 or The Last Word. And those are both kind of complex drinks.
We'll have to look them up.
There's a lot of drinks. I can tell you the ingredients right now, but the like there's a lot of drinks that I drink where unfortunately the buy-in cost to start making them at home is close to $200, just because each of the liquor bottles is expensive. But if you spend that $200, you will save yourself a lot of money because these drinks usually cost upwards of $10 or $11, depending on your municipality, at your local bar. Also, there's something that like a lot of bartenders don't know how to make or won't make. You can take your chances telling them how to make it, but I found that doesn't always go so well. Or just go to a bar that seems to have maybe a man with a bowler hat and rolled up sleeves or something, right? A little bit more of a classic cocktail bar or a hip bar. So a Corpse Survivor number two is very different from the number one, which has brandy in it. I don't know why. It's like a 1920s cocktail from America. Or I think America. Anyway, it has gin, Lillet. Lillet's kind of like a vermouth, Cointreau or triple sec, and a dash of absinthe, as well as some lemon juice. And it's as near as makes no difference, equal parts of each one of those things, and then a dash of absinthe, shaken with ice, and then poured up in like a cock in a I don't know what the glass is called, like a Manhattan glass, the one that looks like a classic cocktail glass. They're really, really nice. When it comes out, it looks a little pale yellow. It's kind of cloudy. It's very tasty. It's chilly. It's got a nice like acidic like citrus from the lemon that balances everything else out. It's not too sweet, but it is a little bit sweet. I would usually go a little bit heavier on the gin than other stuff, just because I think it once again balances it out. And I use more of a neutral gin as well in that. Although you can experiment with using something more herbal, I don't think it necessarily works with that cocktail. The other one I make, The Last Word, these are both like the kind of cocktails I think just like old dead people drink, right? Like, this is a cocktail that has also gin as a base, usually 1.5 to 2 parts, along with 1 part of chartreuse, green chartreuse, 1 part of lime juice, and 1 part of maraschino liqueur, which is like cherry liqueur. You can substitute a different cherry liqueur. And you once again shake it over rocks and pour it in the same classic cocktail glass. Those are both really fancy looking when you do it, right? And taste really awesome, but like I just said, like there's not that much complexity there. You can modify the gin level to see what the flavor is like, but at the end of the day, someone who you're making a drink for will be impressed by you making this, and the only thing you have to do is spend a little bit of money at the start to get the ingredients. There's another one that I just had the other day that was like ridiculously good, and I do not remember the whole recipe, but it had Fernet in it as well as Aquavit and a few other things, but it was the most herbal drink I've ever had, and I was drinking it with like fried chicken, and I was really, really happy. So that's typically my drinks. A good old fashioned is always a plus. If someone crushes the ice in your old fashioned, don't stay in that bar very long, or if you do, only drink like $2 beers. It should never have crushed ice, in my opinion.
Good tip.
What about you? Other cocktails you like?
I like old fashions. I like Manhattans. I don't, I mean, I've never really lived in a place or frequented like cocktail bars a lot, so I don't think I haven't drunk enough to like have a favorite. But I like trying new things. And things with bourbon in it generally get my attention. But yeah, I mean, I like a good old-fashioned rye and ginger. And yeah, the other thing I don't like doing a lot is switching my drinks in the middle of an evening. So sometimes I'll have just one cocktail and then switch to beer or wine. Cocktail with meal, sort of an idea. So I
Is
don't
there
really go through that many drinks.
a rhyme that you learned when you were younger to kind of help you navigate this? Because I did. I want to hear if
I
you
can
did though.
never remember what it is though. Like the rhyme doesn't actually enforce, like, you can say the rhyme either way, and so I never remember what it is. Beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before wine, feeling fine, or beer before wine, feeling fine. Like, you can change the words up, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, the one I learned was liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, never been sicker, which is somewhat
Right, there you
true.
go.
This is also taught to me from my my alcoholic father, who also taught me the important advice of if the room is spinning, put your foot on the ground. I have never found that to help at all, but also I found the best thing to do is just don't drink that much. Just
That's a super good tip, really.
enjoy a cocktail, maybe while eating some food, maybe have a
Yes.
digestif after that, and then stop. If you want to like
Oh.
sit around and barbecue and drink a couple beers, do that too, but like know your limits, and when you start to feel a little bit tipsy, drink water instead. You'll be happier for it, I promise.
Totally. The
I
only times
also
I've drunk a lot is like alternating drinks
Yeah.
with water. Just if you have a drink, have a full water next. It slows you down.
I
Yeah.
was interviewed on Japanese TV
Oh, yeah.
just a few weeks ago, and they followed me around. And one thing we did was we went drinking, and we went drinking from 6 p.m. until 4 a.m.
Whew.
Guess who wasn't hungover? This girl. Not because
Nice.
I'm some sort of wunderkind, although I do have a certain amount of tolerance. It's because I was drinking water. Every time I
Right.
had a drink, I had water. I think I had like 12 drinks. Don't do that at home. It's a bad idea. But it was over the course of 8 or 10 hours, I guess. I didn't drink the entire time, but 8 or 9 hours or so. And I had water. And I ate food. And we walked. And it helped. When I started feeling a little bit not so great, I just switched to water for a little while. The person interviewing me did not take water. He passed out. And it was pretty funny. And also, I bet he felt bad, so I shouldn't laugh too hard.
There was an article I read on the internet a few years ago, but it totally changed the way I drank. I'll have to see if I can dig it up. I don't know for sure that I can, but it talked about like the biology of drinking and what your body does with alcohol. And it said that there's literally a valve that as soon as you're that lets liquid through. And as soon as your stomach senses that there is solid food to digest, it shuts that valve. And that will, so if you drink even a sip of alcohol before your first bite of food, that alcohol will go through your bloodstream to your bloodstream much, much quicker. And if all you do is have a couple bites of food and then start drinking, it just slows the whole thing down. So the eat before you drink is like a really good tip.
And if you do want to drink a little bit, like don't drink like a lot, maybe have a small cocktail or something that get your palate ready for whatever food you're having. I also generally prefer like richer, like fattier foods, especially if I'm going to be drinking. I
Yeah.
found the recipe for the drink I had the other day.
Oh,
It's
great.
incredible, so I'm going to share it. It's called a Victoria, and I'm pretty sure this bar made it up, but let's steal it. It is a bonded whiskey, which is basically just any whiskey, with a Dom Benedictine, which is a Benedictine's like a herbal liqueur, allspice dram, which is a sort of little kind of like a liqueur but made from allspice. It's really good. It tastes like holidays. A Townshend's Fernet, which is just the local Fernet that we have here, but you can use whatever Fernet. I think Townshend's is the best one, in my opinion. And then I think a dash of absinthe. They charge $12 for it. I guarantee if you go buy those things, it's going to cost closer to 200, but I bet you'll be able to make more than 10 of them, so you'll be in the
Right.
clear. Also, there's a black walnut old fashioned, which is like a twist. It's on the same page I took a
Yes.
picture of, so I'm going to say that one too. You start with a rye whiskey, and then you add black walnut bitters, a little bit of scotch, and some maple syrup.
See, that is my drink.
And I
Was
would
this in
say,
Quantrell?
no, this was at a place called, oh, I don't remember. It's over on Burnside, but
Right.
it's so good. And yeah, you use like a big cube. You can get these like
Yes.
cool cube trays that are big from Amazon or a lot of other places. They're made by like Tovolo or something. but they're silicone, and so you fill them up, you put them in the freezer, and then when your guests come over and you want to look fancy, you pop them out into a glass.
I have a sphere.
Yeah. Ooh, spheres are amazing too.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Those usually one at a time, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a single.
I've seen some before where people will like, and this is more complicated than I can explain right now, but there's YouTube videos of people doing, making spheres that have liquid contained inside of them.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. Or I think some of them, like, it's a sphere and then you can pour liquid in when you're serving it. So you put it in the glass or whatever with a little toothpicks and you pour the liquid in to the sphere. And then as the sphere melts, the liquid goes into the rest of the drink. And sometimes it changes the color depending on what it is. I also like drinking absinthe straight. I think louching it with a little bit of like water and sugar is really nice.
That's something I've never done.
It's great. When you come by next time, I have some at my house.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot. It's good. It, contrary to like the old wife's tale, it doesn't make you crazy and it doesn't make you see anything.
Aww.
There used to be lead in it. People used to use green food coloring that had lead. And
oh, okay.
Lead will fuck you up.
Well, yes.
But nowadays, yeah, no. No, you, no craziness. It's just really strong.
Do you drink beer?
I don't. Well, that's not strictly true. Sometimes I do. I like sour beers a lot. The ones that don't taste like bananas. The Belgian ones that taste like bananas, not so good. There's a lot of sour beers that are newer here, like lots of Berliner Weisses that I like a lot. It's like a raspberry one that I drink in the summer usually. But beer doesn't make me feel that great, so I try to stay away from it mostly.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of white wine, particularly like Alsatian, like Sauvignon, what are they? Pinot Blancs. I like a lot. I don't know. How about you, a beer or wine?
I drink some beers. I like porters generally.
Okay.
And stouts. There's a beer called Innocent Gun. Like, I think it's been bought by a corporate now, but it's a beer that's been aged in an oak barrel. And it's really nice. I like it. I like drinking it at closer to room temperature, not cold.
And these are usually winter beers, right? You wouldn't drink those in the summer.
Yeah, I guess. I guess in the summer, like, I'm kind of into the lemon Radler a bit.
Okay. Yeah, Radlers are good.
Yeah.
If you like Radlers, you might like sours too. They're in a similar world.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah, and I think like it's the kind of beer that you take a six pack with you to the water and like go swim around and drink a little bit.
Right, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I used to brew back in the day, and then I didn't eat gluten for like 6 years, and so I couldn't really have beer. And this is before there were gluten-free beers. So when I finally came back to the world of gluten, I found that my like taste had shifted and I didn't really like IPAs anymore. I was kind of turned off of hops in general. So yeah, mostly sours for me now. Occasionally something else, but not my favorite. I also love, this is maybe none of the above. It's more like a liquor, I guess, but shochu, or the Korean version is soju. So they're like Japanese, shochu is like a Japanese liquor made usually from rice and barley or sweet potatoes or whatever else. It's got a distinct flavor depending on which type you have. Some of them are more liquor flavor, I guess, like strong alcohol flavor, and some of them have more of like a almost like footy flavor. I don't know. They have more depth and robustness to them. They're awesome. I just had a bunch in Japan that were really incredible. I do not remember the names of them, sadly, but if you go to like a good sushi place or a good Japanese place in general, like izakaya, you can usually try some. I think Ichigo is one that you can get easily here, and it's or here in Portland at least. It's like a brown label, but super tasty stuff. You can make cocktails with it too. I think it's good to just drink neat or on the rocks. Sake too. There is just as much variety and depth in sake as there with like grape wine. Everything from like unpasteurized to unfiltered to ones that are like super expensive because they've polished away like 60% of the rice. They're awesome. And ones that you can just cook with, which is
right.
Most of the ones that are like under $9 at the grocery store are only really good for cooking, I would say.
Don't cook with a lot of alcohol.
You
I
never
used
deglaze a
to
pan or
sometimes throw
something?
it in. Yeah, I used to. I think when I had kids, I think when
Yeah.
I was like making fancy food, I wasn't really that into wine. And then I had kids, and you sort of like all your food gets boring because you're making food that they'll eat too
Right.
often. And so yeah, I'll have to get back into cooking with wine one of these days.
I bet you
Sometimes I'll
could.
throw it in with a roast or whatever.
You could deglaze like a hamburger helper.
Yeah,
Just put that
totally.
like
I
ground beef
totally
on there
know
and just deglaze it. You got the hamburger
how
helper for the kids, and then you have like
just
hamburger helper that's
drink it out of
elevated
wine.
by like a little like wine drizzle thing. Yeah, I don't cook a lot with wine or alcohol anymore, but yeah, like especially if you're doing like a crock pot, like
Right.
a beef roast in there with a beef shank or something, along with like a bottle of red wine is
Yeah.
amazing. Like cooking that
And
all
like
day.
chickens roasted with a beer inside them. That
Yeah.
is, I'm not sure if I've ever actually had one, but that seems really appealing to
I
me.
have definitely done it, grilled or roasted. It's pretty dang good. The other thing we were going to chat about as far as drinks go is non-alcoholic beverages. So
Yeah.
I mentioned to you this before we started recording, but the podcast My Brother and Me, they have a TV show version now, and in it they were talking to teens and they came up with their teen names, and their teen names were least favorite soda, first name, last name is favorite soda. So mine was going to be Coke Zero Lemon Coke. What would yours be?
And I think mine would be grape soda ginger ale.
Grape soda ginger ale. We're a couple of cool
Grape
teens.
soda ginger ale.
So, what is it about grape soda you don't like?
I don't like artificial grape flavor. Like I
Okay.
don't think it ta I like grapes, but I don't like the purple flavor that is grape flavor.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's pretty good, but I do prefer like an actual grape juice to a grape soda.
Yes. Oh, I love grape juice. Yeah.
But like sometimes a Fanta. I think I generally like limes or lemons in a soda.
Yeah.
There's, although when I'm in Japan, is one of the only times I really drink soda, and there I mostly drink like Calpico Sweat, or not Calpico Sweat, sorry, Pocari Sweat,
Pocari Sweat, right.
which is kind of like a Gatorade, but I think it's a more neutral flavor.
I really don't drink much soda. I'll have a Coke rarely, and I'll have like carbonated water sometimes with flavor in it, but I like to avoid all the sugar.
You drink the LaCroix.
You know what? I haven't had a La Croix yet, or maybe I've had one and it was fine, but they're either not available in Canada or they're just not like easily available to me. I'm
Yeah.
not sure. I'm sure our listeners will tell us
In
if La Croix
Portland,
is
they
available.
are ubiquitous, and we usually
Yes.
have a 12-pack in our fridge. The coconut's the one I love. Don't at me. The coconut one I think is really good. A lot of people think it tastes like suntan lotion.
How do they know?
I've been not drinking any alcohol for the past few weeks since I got back from abroad, because I was like, my doctor and I talked about some stuff unrelated to like drinking in general, but we're just trying to like reduce other things in my body to like see what's going on. So
Yep.
seemed like a good idea. Going really well. Always a nice feeling to not an alcoholic, because drinking, not a problem, can just stop it on a dime.
Yep.
Not everyone has that luxury. I'm really
Nope.
lucky. But yeah, so it's been nice, but it means that when I go to bars, which I still do sometimes with friends, my friends and I have been getting well, when they buy me a drink or I buy myself a drink, like a soda with a little bit of bitters. Yeah, which is like pretty good. There's like
Yeah.
it's like a little bit of flavor, but mostly just like soda water, and I
Yeah.
love it. Like I find myself not really missing the alcohol. I never really feel the effects too much from alcohol, so all I was really missing is like some of the flavor complexity, but
Right.
I'm cool taking a break from that.
Yeah. I've been cutting back this year as well, and but I find that it's nice to have like a nice drink to sit down with, not just water. So I've been drinking Perrier with a squeeze of lime in it most of the time.
Yeah, and it
And
feels
my
fancy.
fancy spherical ice cube. It
Right? And it
does. It's
feels fancy
nice.
even if you don't have like all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it can be kind of nice. And I think if you do have like a Fernet or something like that is kind of nice because you can pour like 1 ounce of it and just sip on that
Sip.
at some point in time instead of like trying to quickly finish things. Definitely some cocktails don't taste great when they warm up, so you're encouraged to finish them more quickly, but
Right.
even doing like half measures of cocktails can be a nice thing to do. Like my advice in general with any drink is like enjoy the flavor. Like don't drink
If
it
you're
like it's
drinking to get
water.
drunk, yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. And also like water is water. Like don't drink Coke like it's water. Do you
Right.
ever drink energy drinks?
No, never. I
Yeah,
like
same.
only
Except for
when
coffee,
I
right?
eat. Yeah, coffee. I definitely drink 2 cups a day,
One cup for
and
me.
yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, the only time I've ever really like intentionally had energy drinks, or like not energy drinks even, like Gatorade, is for hangover treatment. Like, I feel like Gatorade's pretty good for a hangover, but yeah,
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't get hungover anymore because that's it gets worse, kids. It
I
gets
like broth a
worse.
lot. I think broth is pretty good for not
Yes.
necessarily just hangovers, but for a lot of stuff, like broth is really nice. It does a lot of the same, like giving your electrolytes and your salt back, and
Yeah.
it's good for you to boot. So if you're like sick or feeling a little bit off, like a good, like I don't know, cook some bones from the water for a while and drink that.
Yep. Chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, so any other like major favorite sodas or?
Not really. Not really a soda person. I like if I'm out and don't want to drink or want to break up my drinks, I like having like a fancy non-alcoholic cocktail. I think they're
Yeah,
fun.
like a
They're nice to
shrub.
have. Yeah.
That's what we call them here. There's a thing
Shrub.
here called Palm. I think it's Palm. Don't remember now. But there's a place called Pock Pock that like makes their own little brand of like Thai drinking vinegars,
Oh, nice.
and you can mix those with water, just a little bit of syrup and some water. It tastes really good, very low sugar, but a little bit more complexity than say like a La Croix. Yeah, I think for me, soda-wise, when I was growing up, I drank a lot of Surge, which will pinpoint my age a little bit more. Maybe some Mountain Dew, a lot of Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper
Yeah.
because I was in Texas. But yeah, I don't really drink them anymore. Like every once in a while, if I'm at one of those aforementioned bad bars, I will get some kind of whiskey or bourbon with some kind of Coke just
Yeah.
because it's better than drinking bad whiskey straight.
Right.
But I think in general, if I'm there, it's better to just have like soda and some bitters because don't waste money on bad alcohol. And I used to love the drink I was saying before, or mistakenly said at Calpico, or in Japan it's like Karupisu, but doesn't work here. But it was really great. Like it tasted good. It was like a yogurt soda.
Oh.
Yeah, it was nice, but not anymore. Like there's actual like milk in it, so it makes me sad
So,
inside if I drink it.
yeah.
But yeah, Japan has like all sorts of wacky sodas, flavors all over the map, like the sort of like yogurt soda all the way to like yuzu lime stuff and whatever else. They do a lot more, it seems like, seasonal promotions for sodas. Like every time I'm there's some kind of new interesting soda that's happening, but I usually don't try it. But I think the most important thing to note that we don't have here that Japan has that would make me drink a lot more, probably tea, because they have tea in these machines too, is there are vending machines like
Oh.
everywhere. Like any given block will have probably one vending machine, if not two. And like residential neighborhoods, other neighborhoods. So you're just walking around, you can get a
Get a
coffee or a
drink.
tea or a drink
Nice.
handily. And there's a lot of convenience stores that are open late too. More importantly, even than that, they have warm drinks. So you can get like a hot can of coffee or a hot or like a warm bottle of tea from a vending machine. It's magical.
Amazing. Amazing.
Right? Yeah, you don't even have to, like, go brew something. You're just like, oh, also works really well if you're cold and you can put them in your pockets, like hand warmers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for, like, nice. $2. Anyway.
Well, I know what I like to drink.
Go ahead.
That I've forgotten about is lemonade.
Oh.
I love lemonade.
Like a homemade?
Sure. Or from a, like, can't. Like, if other people are drinking pop, if we're getting pop from the store, which is what we call it here. We're a pop area of the continent. I would get lemonade.
Did you ever go to, maybe you don't have these, but Sonic? There was a place called Sonic?
We didn't have Sonics.
Okay, so, like, they, growing up, we would always go get cherry limeades.
Oh, yeah.
Which was pretty darn good. And they had, like, crunchy ice, like, a crushed up ice.
Yeah.
That for some reason gave it a nice, like, it is an addition to, like, wonderfulness. Right. Were you ever a milkshake person?
A little bit, yeah. I like a chocolate shake. It's good.
Yeah, see, I can't. I won't.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's bad news.
There's a place in Portland, well, I imagine there are many of them, but they make alcoholic milkshakes.
Yeah, yeah. And,
yeah.
There's movie theaters, too, that do that.
Except I can't really drink, like, that much. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of milk.
It's a lot of milk. I think generally if I'm going to go with that sort of, like, viscous drink, I'm doing a smoothie. Like, I have, like, a good mixer here, so I'll make, like, a blended smoothie, or maybe, like, some sort of slush, like a fruit slush or something like that.
Yeah.
Although, since the summer is coming sooner than later, something that's kind of nice to make if you do drink alcohol is, like, a rosé or some sort of, like, very light white wine, and then, like, frozen fruit, like frozen strawberries and blueberries, blackberries. Blend that a little bit, and you end up with sort of a, I think sort of a sangria slushy. I don't know.
Right.
It tastes good to me. I'll enjoy it. Recommend it. Another thing that you can, like, you can, like, make it for guests. It's a good thing to drink, like, outside when it's warm.
Right.
But yeah. Ah, now I'm thirsty.
I know. Me too. Let's go get a drink.
We should probably go do that. Well,
we should.
Thanks again for listening. Not sure what we're discussing next week, but hopefully you either learned a new cocktail recipe or at least learned a little bit too much about what we like to drink when we're not talking.
Yes. Tell us, if you're on Twitter, tell us what your favorite drink, alcoholic or non, is. We'd love to hear new recipes. It'd be awesome.
You can also tell us your teen name, which is least favorite soda, first name, last name is favorite soda.
We are grownups underscore FM on Twitter, and my handle, my personal handle, is at KAYAYARAI.
And mine is at Brooke Shelley. Yeah, you've been listening to I Guess We're Grownups now. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye.